Christopher Martin.
Smartin.
Chris Martin.
And Dawson.
You're in Europe. You're traveling through Europe. Now you just landed in Switzerland.
True.
It is. The sun is shining now. We have been waiting for the sun a long time. But it's still cold. It's still winter. How do you handle the cold?
How do I handle the cold? I just try to dress as warm as possible. Yeah, that's how I handle it. And I just have a Jamaica frame of mind. You understand? The sun is always in my mind. That's how I handle it, man. Just dress warm. Make sure my throat is always covered. That's it.
So you don't have problems with your bones or something?
No, because at the end of the day, I don't stay very long outside, you know? It's like from the car to the hotel, from the car to the venue, you know, from the stage to the car, back to the hotel. So I don't really venture outside and stay outside that often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
As far as I know, it's your first time to Switzerland. I never saw you here. What do you know about our country?
I don't know much, you know. But I know you have Zurich and you have Geneva. You have, is it Basel? Yeah, I think those are the three major towns. And I think Zurich speaks German and Geneva is more French related and Basel is like Italian, I think.
So you know a whole heap of things.
I know a little something, something. This is my second time in Switzerland, actually. I came here with Gentleman the first time when I was touring with Gentleman. Yeah, so I know a little something, something, something.
We'll talk about Gentleman later on because you have some kind of a relationship to the to Gentleman.
Yeah.
First things first, the show tonight in Zurich. What can people expect? What can we expect from a Chris Martin show?
What you can expect from Christopher Martin is, well, I love to say that whatever you hear on the record, that's how I sound on stage. You know, so it's just like I'm in the studio. Whenever I touch the stage, people are always amazed. They're saying, you sound just like the record. So they can expect that. They can expect 100% energy from start to finish. You know, just a wonderful reggae vibe, you know, because, you know, I love to say that I'm like a cross between dancehall and reggae. So I bring a totally different energy, a totally different young vibe to reggae music. So that's what they can expect tonight. It's a wonderful vibe, man. Energy, love songs for the beautiful ladies and, yeah, man, pure niceness.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have the impression since about 2 or 3 years that every Chris Martin song that comes to my ear is a hit. Was there a moment where something happened to you or yeah, what happened?
What happened? You know, I can't really pinpoint it. I can't really put my fingers on it. I'm just in a wonderful frame of mind musically. You know, and the Almighty is blessing me in a way with concepts and melodies and, you know, as they say, when it's your time, it's your time, you know, and it is what it is. I feel like from Jump Street, from I started singing in 2006, my songs were of top quality. But as it says, and everything is a cycle and everything must come full circle. And, you know, the music wasn't reaching the right channels as fast, you know, but right now, everything is going good, man. Everything is going good. The Almighty is blessing me in so many ways. I can be here in Zurich and perform tonight, you know, in front of a multicultural crowd. And it's a joy. It's a blessing, you know. So the music is doing well. So as you said, for the last 3 years, it's been a wonderful ride.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Mm. I think one of the secrets in your music or what makes your music, your songs hits is the way you write lyrics. You have some kind of a special, I don't know, humor to it, or it's hard to describe it, but you have a different style of writing the lyrics. Is that something you really take care of and you take your time to write lyrics, or
yes,
is that easy for you?
I wouldn't say it's very easy. It is easy, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not like I sit in front of a pad, a notepad or my iPad and you know, be penning out and trying to write it and find it. As I go along, like I'm on the plane, I'm writing in my mind. I'm driving, I'm writing. You know, so whenever I get like the instrumental, like half of the work is already done. You know? Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I think my songs are more based around like real life concepts, like simple things that people think about on a daily. You know, like cheaters prayer, oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But if you can't stop me, just don't let me get caught. A lot of people think about that, you know, but a lot of people, you know, no one has ever put it in words that way. You know, so I just think it's the simplicity of what I'm singing, and it connects with the masses in a way that everyone on all levels, you know, can understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Then and next thing is you have so many hits, but as far as I can see, not a real album. Why not? Everybody's waiting for it, no?
Yes, and that will be dealt with. With haste, you know, very, very soon. My first album was exclusive to Japan under a record label called Rockers Island.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was my first album. So so let's say that my first worldwide album now, you know, for Christopher Martin will be done this year, you know, for hopefully by summer or a little bit after summer. But you can definitely expect it this year. I understand. And at the end of the day, the reason why there wasn't a Christopher Martin album for worldwide distribution was, you know, the timing, you know, the timing. Everything takes time, and you want, and personally for me, I love to do things, you know, and prepare and organize things properly. You know, yeah. I think that now is the time when people are really, really looking forward to it, to come with something very impactful. You know, something that can change not only my life, but the lives of many people who listen to my music and are fans of the genre reggae.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's where my mind is right now. And for all those people who are looking forward to the album, yeah, man, this year, no doubt.
And is it going to be a compilation of your hits, or is it going to be new stuff? Are you working with a certain producer?
No, it won't be a compilation of my hits, because at the end of the day, if I was to do that, they could have done it themselves, you know. They could have got it and compiled it for themselves. So I want to give them something fresh, you know. So I'll probably have like four songs that they already know on it, but it will be mainly exclusive songs, you know. Brand new songs to their musical taste and their musical ears. So, you know, we could never come out after so long, them wanting an album, come and give them a compilation of all the hit songs that they know me for. Nah, that would be cheap and shortchanging myself, you know. If they want to make a compilation, it's there. It's on iTunes. It's on many different websites. So it's very easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. So are you working with a certain producer for that album, or is it different producers from all over Jamaica all over the world, actually?
Well, yeah, because we have producers like Benny Blanco from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He did some work on Gentleman's album as well. He will be a part of the album. Different producers from Jamaica. It's not like I'm working with one producer and everything is going to be, you know, in tandem with that. We have different producers. I'll be producing songs for myself under my label, Chini Big Son. King Yard might have a song on it. Robert Livingston might have a song on it. The Genius, Chrome. You know, there are many different producers who I have a synergy with. And depending on how well the songs go, they'll definitely be included and involved in the whole body of work.
I am looking forward to this.
Thank you very much.
I talked to Busy Signal last week. I talked to Gentleman 2 weeks ago. I talked to Raging Fire this morning about, and now I would like to ask you. A lot of reggae journalists in Europe, like I am, talk about the reggae revival. Sometimes I have a feeling like that this is just a wish in the heads of those journalists, because when you look at Jamaica, nothing really happens in the streets with this reggae revival. What is your opinion on this? Do you feel like that the artists like Chronix, like maybe yourself too, like Judgment, like Raging Fire, like all those artists, are they really going to bring the roots reggae back, or is that something that the European journalists dream of?
I wouldn't say it's a dream, you know. It can definitely be a reality, but it all boils down to the individuals and their workload and how badly they want to make a change. You understand? I personally, I don't think it's just a dream. I think it can definitely happen. I think it can come to fruition and it can definitely be a reality. You have promising acts in reggae music right now. Romain Virgo is a very promising act. Chronix, Raging Fire. You know, and when you look at and when you look at these acts, they are very young. So they have time to grow and they have time to excel and they have time to really come and put a dent in the music, not just reggae music, but the body of music overall, worldwide. You know, and roots rock reggae music, it hasn't been at the forefront for many years, you know, and to see this resurgence of new acts, fresh acts, trying to really bring it back. It's looking good. It's looking very good. It's looking much better than it looked 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if it continues on this path, then definitely you will see the Roots revival in full effect. Full effect. So it's not just something that is in the mind of yourself or other European journalists. It is something that looks as if it's going to happen and it will manifest itself. But at the end of the day, it just depends on whether the artist will get complacent or not. I cannot speak for them, but I can speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I take this music very seriously. It's not just about a money-making thing for me. I want to be a staple in reggae music. So just like how you can say Usain Bolt and you know that he's synonymous with track and field and he's dominating, when you say Christopher Martin anywhere in the world, I want that name to be synonymous with long-lasting, high-standard reggae music. Yeah, man.
Wonderful. Next week is going to be a big week for reggae in Europe because we have two big releases coming out.
Yeah.
One of them comes from Gentleman. I think you know him personally, no?
Yes, man. That's my friend right there.
So what can you tell us about Gentleman and maybe also about Gentleman in Jamaica?
What can I say about Gentleman? Gentleman is a wonderful person, you know, and he's a wonderful artist, very talented, and he understands reggae music, you know, even though he's not Jamaican, you understand? And it just goes to show that music has no boundaries, you know, music has no class or creed, you know, because my friend can be from Germany, and he understands what reggae music wants and how to get to the masses, you understand? And he's doing a great job at it, you know. So as it relates to his album, there are some very, very solid tracks on it. You can probably say every track is solid. So it's wonderful when you put out a body of work where everybody can have a favorite song, you know, and people can have multiple favorite songs. So one person has like 5 favorite songs. You know, sometimes it takes them like months to pass the first 5 tracks because they're listening to them over and over and over. They don't get to see what 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is like. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he has accomplished with this album. You understand? It's a wonderful body of work, man. And Gentleman, as I said, for the person and the artist that he is, you know, it can only get bigger and better for him. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. My general, big up.
On the same day, the 19th of April, another one is going to release a reggae album, one we didn't really expect to release a reggae album, Snoop Dogg, now Snoop Lion. Now Snoop Lion. What's your opinion on a dog turning into a lion?
My opinion, everyone has to grow at some point in time. And I think Snoop Dogg thinks that this is another stage of growth for him. In moving from a dog to a lion, I think it's all about reinvention still. You know, I think this is him reinventing himself. I think this is him, you know, trying to be different. You understand? I don't know the man personally, so I don't know if he's really abreast or if he's really, really living the life of Rastafari. You know, but on the front, it looks as if he is, you know. And the name change and the hair change and the whole philosophy and the whole musical change. It's a reinvention, you understand? And, you know, people are talking about it and, you know, it's making an impact, you know, and people are looking forward to it. People are longing to see what he's going to bring to reggae music. You understand? Mm. So when I look at it that way, it can't be a bad thing.